So let's start with a series of questions about the court's docket and the petition process. First, the challenge of clearing the docket. It's been very impressive that the court has done so recently. How does a court manage to clear its docket by the end of June, particularly given the complex nature of the cases that it's handling and all the administrative obligations of the court?
Court sits down in August and formulates a plan based on the oral argument schedule for when drafts of opinions are required to be circulated. So it starts off in the fall, where you have quite a bit of time to circulate, usually 3 months or sometimes more. And then as we get to the spring, the time to circulate opinions gets a lot shorter. And we agree that we will have all writings that we know about on the table by the conference at the end of April or the first part of May, with a view toward spending May to try to hammer on everything and then deal with the last minute issues in June. And along the way, there are reports about how we're doing, particularly with respect to prior years and what kind of situation we're in. And we all understand that if we get in a hard place, that we may have to call extra conferences and spend more time on opinions that are harder to get out. But it seems to be that having a year schedule in advance and reports kind of periodically on how we're doing keeps us